heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation. And now, Malcolm.
You know, think what you want, say what you want on this Hunter Biden laptop, Saturday night special, I guess you call it. No matter what where you fall in this thing, you'll have to admit at least the media is hell-bent on keeping this story hidden from the American people. And of course, this comes in the ninth inning of an election, a very important election in our history. There's so much in this scandal to talk about. There's so much to discuss and understand the implications of. And more so, you know, what really comes to my mind is the actors around the world, not only what they have that is on all these hard drives and information that is national security, but also what they're thinking and how politics are playing out here in America. You know, what they're really thinking to themselves as they really are seeing a full takedown of a president. But, you know, again, you've seen this story play out so many times, and it's sort of like we're seeing ourselves pull ourselves apart here in our own country. And, you know, again, actors around the world are just kind of on standby to see is the big, mighty America just going to, you know, obliterate themselves and continue to tear themselves apart? And what's the end game strategy for this thing? You know, this didn't happen right now. I mean, they've been seeing systematically the system try to go after Donald Trump for some time now. I mean, that's clear to everybody. Everybody, no matter where you fall, knows that principal point. And so around the world, you know, they've seen this time and time and time play out as we, because, you know, we're different than other countries. We put our laundry right out there. You know, we put our dirty laundry right out on the sidewalk for everybody to see. You see, that's what's different about our republic representative government. You know, that's what's different about America. That's the price of liberty here, isn't it? Our freedom. We put our laundry right out there for everybody to see. And you know, the good and bad about that is that our enemies, our adversaries, and other so-called quote-quote allies see all of that dirty laundry. It's like when you have a fight in the family and you just put it out there in front of everybody. That's kind of what's happening here. But they've been seeing this drip, 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 drip right along. They've been seeing it as the system has tried to tackle Donald J. Trump from that office. And now here we are. Here we are at this election moment here. This major story comes out. And of course, the media play along with the system again, because they are the system. And they immediately try to cover this thing up to the likes of what we've never, ever seen. I mean, ever. And so it just really piles on at this moment, just to put it into historical context a moment, it piles on to this historical moment of our nation at this very moment. And it just tells you the implications of what we've been dealing with for four freaking years, if you think about it in those terms here. And now here we are. This is the last, here's the nail right in the coffin. And let's see what we can do here. You know, it is pretty, pretty sick what goes on here, I'll tell you. And, you know, I have a wish and a prayer I'm going to tell you right up front here. And then I'm going to bring on Colonel Jim Warshaw just a moment to peel this onion here. And it's a smelly onion at that, I'll tell you here. But I have just one wish and prayer up front in this whole thing, in this whole conversation. My hope and prayer and wish is that this whole thing gets so in your face that it knocks them all on their backside, the entire system. I hope they go down in a flame of glory here from this, what we're looking at right now, this scandal. And that will all have to come to a head here with this election on November 3rd. And one of the last predictions is, we've got a tough few weeks coming up here, because this is going to go right after the election, this whole thing, the controversy that is, In this scandal, that is, because, again, the implications of all this and something to be thinking about is the connectivity of this with, you know, the laptops and the Hillary Clinton thing and all these private people that were doing private shenanigans under the Obama administration. So, you know, that's the deal here. But anyways, let's bring on here Colonel Jim Warshak and peel this Hunter Biden story here. Colonel Warshak is retired from United States Air Force. He's a career senior intelligence, a special missions officer, former deputy director of intelligence at U.S. Central Command. He served on the White House National Security Council. Let's dive right into what's on that laptop. I've gotten multiple reports in, and we're seeing all over the news that this could go a lot further and deeper than what people think right now, than a few emails or some even national security stuff. But I understand there's some pretty horrific pictures, videos, some pretty gruesome stuff on this laptop. Let's explain the contents first and what we know so everybody's aware of that. You've seen what's on some of this, and I don't think you kind of turned it off at that point because it was pretty gross. So tell us what you've seen there.
Well, great to be back on. First, I want to say, Malcolm, this has significant national security implications because of what was done and how this all transpired over the course. And this goes back to, I just want to first say, this goes back to 2012, when a lot of this started. And the background on it was Joe Biden, vice president, then finishing up the first term with Obama, was in some dire economic straits financially with his family and everything. And he needed some type of infusion of money, you know, above and beyond his vice presidential paycheck, and in a nutshell used Hunter Biden, who had been kind of ferried around to different corporations. If you go look at his resume, it was pretty significant in the kind of things he did, and it was all done because Joe Biden was vice president and gave him access to his father, obviously, and that was turned into an economic cash cow for countries, and we know many of the countries' names. So when it gets to China, Hunter Biden goes to China on several visits to work economic arrangements, and being that it was a business trip, decided to indulge himself in sexual activity because this was offered to him. And, you know, we get into underage girls. And one thing you have to understand in China, being a communist country, if you are a diplomat, if you are a high-level business person, they're going to watch you 24/7, and they're going to sit you up in a hotel room, and there's going to be cameras and all types of listening devices and everything, and they're going to record every activity you're involved in and video every activity you're involved in that room. Whether he was oblivious to that or didn't care, and I venture on the side of the second, he didn't care, participated in all kinds of stuff with underage children, obviously. People who were running this kind of stuff were involved in, I assume, human trafficking. And this, you know, you can just, this all starts to unravel on how this happened. And I had the opportunity to watch as much as I had time to watch, and I got through about 6 or 7 minutes of it, you know, and I said, okay, this is enough. I don't need to see this. This is totally disgusting. And I saw enough to, in my mind, verify that this, in fact, is 100%.
Now, let me ask you some questions on that. Were they videos and pictures, or what exactly were you watching?
This was a copy of the file that the computer shop owner made copies and distributed. My understanding, it was 4 copies made, and they were distributed to certain people. And eventually, you know, and as a result, someone published it somewhere else. And that's where my contacts got hold of it and alerted me and said, you being in the work you do should be aware of this. And I looked at it, over the weekend. I was invited to go to a private source to look at it. And there were pictures, there were videos, there were thousands of copies of all different documents, some of them legible, some of them quite legible. And it's obvious that this was Hunter Biden involved.
Well, let's talk about that. Did you physically see Hunter Biden in the videos? Is he there?
It was pretty clear it was him in videos and pictures.
And when you're seeing the videos and pictures, I'm assuming that this, if you're talking this sort of sex acts and that sort of thing. So he's obviously there naked. Is that correct?
Yes. And from what you could see, yes. And when I say assume, I didn't watch all the videos. I watched, like I said, 6, 7, 8 minutes of it. And I said, that's plenty. I don't need
But from what you've seen, he's there. You can see him himself.
Well, there was clearly sex acts with underage children.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to understand this exactly, but in what we're really looking at. So all of this stuff, these videos, pictures, this sort of thing, the hard drives now, this is circulating on the dark web.
Sure. Yeah. And my understanding, I was told last night that copies of the hard drives that were given to the FBI and that were given to, you know, it's out there that Rudy Giuliani received a copy of it, and whether he gave a copy or a second copy was given to Steve Bannon, both have talked about it and talked about viewing the same thing. You know, it's now proliferated out there. Yesterday I learned that it was distributed to the media. Now, when they say distributed to or distributed to all the media, I don't know how many major media outlets got it. My first reaction when I heard that was, well, we can guess which media outlets will never talk about or publish it. Certainly.
Yeah.
You know, the mainstream left-wing media is going to do whatever it takes to protect Joe Biden.
I guess. It's still unbelievable, but with any kind of a story like this. One of the things with this, Jim, is we speak about Hunter Biden, and you mentioned moments ago, like, why or how he would compromise himself. Was it intentional, or was it reckless or accidental, or back to being in these Chinese conditions where anybody knows that they're doing these kinds of things? You know, one of the things we have to remember, Jim, trying to find logic in a story like this, is Hunter Biden was, I don't know if he still is, but is a drug addict. He's on drugs. You see the photos of him with the crack pipes, which have become memes all over the world. They're being put out there, and talk about an embarrassment to the family and to him. I mean, this guy, in fact, you know, I've been thinking in recent days here, I want to share with you, Jim, that I've been thinking that I would not be surprised at all. I don't know if anybody's watching him, but I would imagine he'd probably take his life at this point. You know, that came to my mind, that somebody like that could absolutely commit suicide. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you thought about that?
You know, that's a good point. I haven't thought about it that way. I look at it from the standpoint of everything I've read about him, that he just doesn't care. And you look at the lifestyle he's lived, that's been out there in public, you know, and, dating his brother's wife or something along that lines, and, you know, impregnating another woman and involved with hookers. And, you know, I have to wonder, now that we have this more in-depth glimpse of how he conducts himself, what else are we going to find when you start reading about other countries that he's been involved in? You know, there's information out there that he was involved with Romania and Kazakhstan and, you know, excuse me, you know, and obviously involved with Russia. You have to start wondering what was he involved in and what was he doing? How far back is this going to be peeled to find out more? And I think I don't even want to go on the notion of this was careless I think it was reckless, reckless abandon. He didn't give a damn.
Yeah,
you know, he was
right. You've said that a few times, but I'm pushing back a little bit because I think it's more than that. I'm not sure that my guess is, it's just my opinion, of course, but I'm not sure that he doesn't give a damn. I think when you're on drugs, from what I understand, I've never been on drugs, so I can't speak from personal experience, Jim. But when you're on, I mean, things like crack and you're on and God knows the whole menu of drugs that he was taking, you're not your normal self. So what I'm suggesting is, that when you say, well, why would somebody do that? And why was he doing that? Oh, this guy is reckless. But, the drugs alter your brain and alter your mind. I'm not sure he actually knew what the hell he was doing from time to time if you're doing these kinds of things. So let me just I'm not trying to defend anything. I'm just saying, let's not forget to tell the public this man you're pretty intoxicated at that point and your brain is out for lunch when you're, am I right or am I wrong?
Well, certainly that I agree with you 100%. That plays into it. That's a major factor in it.
Exactly.
But I think he had an addiction, not only to the drugs, obviously, but to that lifestyle.
Sure.
That caused him, I don't care. And here's the other big thing. And this is what I raise more than anything else. When, he's being asked to get involved in these business transactions. He's the son of the vice president of the United States, and he's going to these countries and the sole purpose is to make money, and he's doing it. And he knows in the back of his mind, they're going to want to do business with me. I don't have to know much about any of this. They're going to want to do business with me because they want access to the White House through my father. I'm just the link in between, I'm the bridge to make that happen. And these countries are going to do whatever. And I'm going to cover a second point in a minute, but he doesn't have to worry about anything. Whereas if you're a private business, corporate business representative, and you're trying to do a deal with a country, you're going to, we all know what happens on business trips and heard stories. And I mean, this goes on forever, but your first and foremost thing is I've got to get this deal done because I work for other people and they're anticipating and their expectations are going to happen. I don't think he had any expectations. He knew this was going to happen. He didn't care. So going to these countries, he get to participate in whatever. And here's the other thing, particularly with the Chinese, they knew that too, but they also knew that we can get more by putting him in a compromising situation and letting him know, and I guarantee you, Joe Biden knew this too, that we have information on you. Yeah, we're going to pay you big money, but we're also going to hold your feet to the fire, and you're going to do just what we want, and you're going to give us what we want. Because if you don't, we don't really care about the 3.5 million or 5 billion or whatever it is. That's peanuts. It's we can embarrass you and we can embarrass your government if you don't. And so they're holding him hostage economically, through extortion and bribery and blackmail, because they have that on him. They have videos of him. They have documentation on what he was involved in while he's there. And the fact is that he got involved in that tells me he didn't care. He was getting his rocks off. He was making money. He didn't care. And as long as he did what he needed to do, nothing was going to come out. And his biggest mistake is he left or forgot, and God only knows why he didn't go back to get that laptop. We all look in our mind is, what do I have on my laptop and what am I going to turn in, turn it into somebody who may see it? I mean, even that alone, and he left it there, I guess I heard 90 days or something like that.
Well, I've been thinking about that as well as to the logical aspect of why anybody would do that. But that is, I guess, my big point, Jim, is that I don't think this guy is in his right mind. There's nobody in their right mind who would leave a laptop like that under any condition for any length of period of time. And with that sort of damning information on there, by golly, you would never do that unless you were out of your mind. And obviously, this guy isn't rational. He's not thinking with a rational thought, which is why he's in these compromising positions, which is why you just built the case of what I was suggesting, that the drugs are obviously playing a big part of this. And this sort of a playboy attitude clearly plays into it a bit, but it's even more than not caring. It is beyond all of that. And, you know, you also keep in mind, you begin to get this feeling of this brazenness and this feeling of invincibility, like nothing's going to happen to you, that, you know, because your father is the former vice president, now the presidential candidate. Of course, back then it was just the former VP, because this has been going on for years. And so I think that you know, here's what I'm drawing from this now with Joe Biden. All right, so Hunter Biden is making these deals, flying around the world. Now, correct me on this. You've studied this case extensively, because you do. I know you. But as I understand it, Jim, the reports I've heard, that there were arrangements and deals that Hunter had with Joe Biden, his dad, that he would get, is it 50% of the proceeds? Is that what I understand? Or was there something else there?
Yeah, there is documentation that was on the laptop that, you know, it was stipulated how the breakout of money was going to be paid, and it was going to go to Hunter Biden, and then a portion of it was supposed to go to Joe Biden. And you can see why that was done, was they didn't want to have any of this money going directly to Joe Biden, obviously, because that would have created a financial crime for the vice president. And so Hunter Biden was supposed to take it and hold it with the promise of giving. And, you know, I think there was one case where 10% goes to Joe Biden. Well, 10% of millions or billions of dollars is a lot of money.
Well, I heard 10% on one side and I heard 50 on others. I don't know what's true that, but whatever.
I think the way it was,
I don't know.
Hunter was getting 20% of the deal and 10% of it was going to Joe Biden. The percentages really don't matter. It's how this was being done, and that it in fact was being done. Mm-hmm. If you're doing, and here's the other thing I wanted to mention, I was going to say the other side of this, and there's actually a third side of this as well, is if you're working for the U.S. government, you get brought on to do work deals or work issues or solve problems for the U.S. government with a foreign country, you know, anybody who follows foreign policy and national security a little bit, you'll hear about so-and-so was named by the president to be the envoy or emissary to this country to work a certain problem. And that person works through the State Department and is paid a salary. And there's a set salary rate for, you know, envoys and emissaries and ambassadors and all that. And, you know, you're going to be paid officially by the U.S. government and you represent the U.S. government. This wasn't the case with Hunter Biden. He's getting involved in doing deals with foreign countries for his father, but being paid by the foreign government. Well, heck, who in their right mind? Where is U.S. interest involved in that? If the foreign government is paying you, it's the foreign government's interest in what they have you do. It's not the U.S. government's interest, because you're not representing and you're not tied to all the rules and regulations and policies that go along with being an employee of a U.S. government. So this is the real serious national security implications of this, where you have Hunter Biden representing the United States and doing whatever he's doing for his father. And we all know this was all set up, you know, Joe Biden, which is the other thing. Joe Biden is given the Ukraine portfolio for the U.S. government. Now, why isn't that being handled by the National Security Council and the State Department? Why is Joe Biden getting it, and he brings in his son to be his personal representative to handle all this? It's so corrupt.
Well, you know, I was thinking of what you, thank you for saying what you just said. And I want to draw back to that in a moment here. What you just said, why weren't those arrangements and those relationships being handled by others in the Obama administration? And then you got to begin to question, where is the Obama administration in all of this? I mean, it really is very striking, people, as to how all of these, you know, it seems like we have fallen so far away from the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And then you see it's like Colonel was just saying, the corruptness, and then they bleach bit and hammer those drives and phones and what have you away. Then you see the recent case with the Mueller case. They all those things are wiped clean. And then you begin to say, wow, what the hell is going on? I mean, scandal would be an undersell on this one. I mean, this, the implications of this go to the highest level of our government. And so that's the takeaway, I think, from these kinds of stories here. So, well, let me just fill you in here. We're speaking with Colonel Jim Warshak on the Voice of a Nation. Listen, our show every day, 6 and 10. There's an encore at 10 p.m., but 6 and 10 Eastern Time. Join us here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. Now, we're here weekdays with you, bringing you the latest always on America Out Loud Talk Radio. All the shows across our entire network go to podcast. But also join me on the weekends. We have our signature show, Viewpoint, this Sunday, 10 a.m. Sunday morning. And Viewpoint Presents at 11 a.m. So 2 great hours now on Sunday mornings. That 11 a.m. hour of Viewpoint Presents is with Michael Johns. And we do a killer show there between the two. So 2 hours, Sunday mornings, 10 to 12. And later in the day, there's an encore there on Sunday, 6 to 8. All of our shows, again, on podcast. In fact, that Viewpoint show goes to podcast about immediately, just after 2 Sunday afternoon. You'll catch it on podcast networks worldwide, anywhere, and on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com. We are in one of the biggest fights of our lifetime, my fellow Americans, and the stakes are in the stratosphere. And the reward, well, the reward is real simple. It's your liberty that is the reward. If you care about your liberty at all, well, this is a fight you may want to be involved in and not exactly ignore it here. We'll pick that point that Colonel Warshak just spoke about and pick that up with the Obama administration and many of the shenanigans. And further on here, the implications of Hunter Biden and some other very interesting things about Joe Biden we need to discuss. More Voice of a Nation just after the pause.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com.
Did you know the average person spends 26 years of their life sleeping? The real troubling statistic is that we spend 7 years of our life trying to get to sleep, struggling with racing minds, tossing and turning. If you're one of the millions of Americans who need better quality sleep, the time to change is now. Sleep is proven to extend our lifespan, protect against terrible diseases like cancer, heart disease, and dementia, make us more attractive and thinner, feel calmer and happier, and boost energy levels, memory, and performance. Until now, most sleep supplements haven't worked, but a new, easy-to-swallow sleep gel, invented by the leading nutrition company, Healthy Cell, is designed to support all 4 stages of human sleep to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake up refreshed. It's called REM Sleep. To get a free 2-night supply of REM sleep, visit healthycell.com/sleep. That's healthycell.com/sleep.
My fellow Americans, you've watched for decades as radical Marxists have systematically taken over some of our nation's most cherished institutions. Well, AmericaOutloud.com is fighting back with one of the fastest growing conservative media networks in the world, featuring some of the nation's most influential experts and commentators. Join us. We're in this together, and we consider you part of our family in our crusade to share the news, commentary, and agenda that can lead America back again. It is a fight for the soul of humanity. America Out Loud Talk Radio is the voice of liberty and justice for all.
Listen to Malcolm, the Voice of a Nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
I mean, you see the likes of this scandal and what we're speaking about in regards to this Hunter Biden laptop. And as I was speaking to Colonel Warshak, okay, why would he leave this and forget it and leave it at a place? Why would he engage in such activities to this level? Well, number one, the guy is on a heavy, set of drugs there, whatever he's doing. Obviously, that's been pretty documented. And that whole lifestyle plays with that. You get addicted to those drugs, and I think they probably take over any sense of reasoning where you're at. But here's the thing I want you to understand. Here's what my takeaway is. It's one thing to say that about Hunter Biden and that he obviously has, you know, a few screws loose, but even more screws loose than that is Joe Biden. Now, let's be clear. People say, this really starts to irritate the hell out of me when people say, well, do you think the vice president knew? No, of course not. No. His son's flying around the world, screwing everything that moves, as high as a kite, taking millions and billions of dollars from. No, why would the dad know? I mean, come on, people. That's not even a question, is it? There is no question there. Of course, Joe Biden was part of this whole scheme. But then you ask, well, why would he take a chance and then run for president, for God's sakes? Well, listen, here's the takeaway I give you right now. Joe Biden has never been a very smart man. I don't believe he has a high IQ, quite frankly. And I spoke to you about this last week. If you took an IQ test of Joe Biden, it would not be very high on the Richter scale. I mean, he's not a very bright man. And that's historically, when you look at this, I mean, this man has never been on the right side of anything we've done here in this nation. He was, the old thing, being in the right place at the right time, or in our bad case, in our example, being in the at the wrong time, because the people who paid the penalty for this Joe Biden business is the American people. But he was never a smart man. And so you can see where, his son's out there doing this stuff and he looks the other way. And, I don't think Joe Biden was ever planning to run for president here. I tell you right now, let's just call it people what it is. I bet he is kicking his ass from here to you know where that he actually is in there. Because had he not run for president, all this stuff would have never seen the light of day. It would have stayed out of the reach of, we just would have never known this stuff because it would have been a non-event. And he already is getting a pass, even as a presidential candidate. Now, just think if he was just a former VP from Obama. I mean, he would have been hands off. Nobody would have bothered with him. So he would have gotten away with the whole thing. You understand what I mean? So I would imagine the fact that his family name now is, it's in the mud. I mean, we're talking, you never recoup from this kind of point. There is no coming back. You understand? There is no coming back when you stoop to this level. You've just destroyed any part of this. And the entire Obama thing will blow up, as it should, because of the corruptness. So I just want to point that out. Joe Biden not being a bright fellow, the kid being on total drugs and running this lifestyle, the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars pouring into their family coffers. And it's not just them, it's other family members as well. And then you now see where the conversation has been the Biden crime family. Well, what the hell do you call them at that point? Of course, it's the Biden crime family. But I don't think he expected to run. And I think he was trying not to run. But when you had a field of such lexodagial candidates as what they had running for the candidate of the Democrat Socialist Party of America, then, hard to imagine that he would be the last man standing on any group of people. But that just goes to the testament of what I say to you. They have some pretty stupid people in the Socialist Democrat Party. And they were all up there on the stage, and America seen through all of them, including Kamala Harris. Now they seen right through her and said, we don't want that. And they kept doing that. Every one of these guys. And then the last man standing is Joe. Oh, yeah, that's their former VP through the Obama administration. Yeah. We'll pick him. He looks pretty stupid. We should be able to put him in that spot and we'll run him. I mean, think about it. Am I telling you anything you really don't know? Well, now you definitely know. This is what's going on. Let me bring in Colonel Jim Warshak back here to the conversation. And so here, I say I don't think Joe was ever a smart man. I think that he was part and parcel. You know, he played this thing out. I don't think he ever planned to run for president. But the bigger narrative here, Jim, I just want to put out here right now with you, which, I will keep my voice because I could be screaming at the mountaintops right now, is all of this exploitation, scandal, devious behavior, evil coming from the Obama administration. When you look at all that has happened there and you take an account, you know, we're talking, Jim, what we do know. I can't, my mind doesn't go out there enough to know what we don't know. In other words, how many other people? I mean, obviously Hillary Clinton had all her private stuff. They smashed, bleached, bit everything else, as I said, before we paused there. You see the Mueller people wiping all their phones. Yeah, we don't have them. Department of Justice, sorry, we don't have them. And I mean, and now you see this latest here, which this kid, this druggy kid and his criminal father leave the laptop at a place. And the Delaware guy says, hey, man, there's some stuff on here. And, you know, so I think what we know already is damning as it is, Jim, I have to tell you, you know, we have no idea when you look at the, I mean, Jim, Brennan, Clapper, we're talking some of the lowest possible specimens of the human race that are in the political Democrat Socialist Party of America. I mean, these people are despicable. And when you consider how much we don't know, Jim, I would say to you, you talk about national security. I would say our reputation around the world probably is as low as it's ever been. Ever. I mean, these people in these countries, Jim, have got to know so much about us and our political leadership from the Obama years, which were such a dark period in American politics. I have to tell you, it scares the hell out of me, Jim, what they have out there and what we don't know. I mean, how sick is this and how deep? I mean, you don't know either, do you? Or do you know? Because I'm afraid that I don't even know how we come back as a country and a reputation after this, what's happened here with the Obama. You know, I've connected the dots here and I'll bring it back to, I mean, Obama had to know all this was going on. He put him in charge of China and the Ukraine and all of these things. He knows what the VP is doing. The VP knows what the son is doing. Let's call it what it is. They're all involved in this thing. They're all sleeping with each other, Jim. Talk to me.
Absolutely, Malcolm. And that's, you know, really gets to the third point that I wanted to discuss is, and you hit the nail right on the head there with regard to, there's a pattern here from the Obama administration on how they ran things. The way it's been is you're supposed to run everything up front and everything is supposed to be recorded and there needs to be a record of it for transparency purposes and, you know, documentation. It's why we have an archives and it's why we have presidential libraries and it's why we are, if you understand how the U.S. federal government is run, everything has to be accounted for and recorded. And here you have the Obama administration, and we got the first glimpse of it with, as you mentioned, Hillary Clinton with her private computer network and her 33,000 emails and everything that was off the record. And that is, continues to be looked at. But here's the rest of the pattern. We see, and I don't even want to talk about Mueller, here we see the vice president's son, who's working for the U.S. government, though not being paid, doing all this. He had three laptops that were brought to the computer repair shop to have whatever he needed done on there. But that's all off the government record. All that's on his private computer. There's this thing in the Obama administration where we're going to operate the U.S. government in our own private networks. So it's not available to the general public. It's not available to auditors. It's not available to, you know, anybody else in government to, you know, we're a government of checks and balances to see if things were done correctly. You know, I served 30 years in the military and, you know, everything had to be done by the book and you had to have document of every single thing you did and you did it as best you could. And you had to turn over notebooks for meetings and all kinds of stuff. And here we have this going on. You know, we're learning by perhaps the grace of God, who allowed us to find out about Hillary and now find out about this. You know, maybe he was taking his laptops there to be for them, the drives to be wiped clean, and so there would be no record of it. Maybe he knew, which I suspect, when his father was running for vice president, that those could come into play. I better get them clean, so I'll take them to the laptop shop. And lo and behold, the owner, which is another interesting point, I'm not sure if I should discuss it here, but discovers what's on there, and he notifies authorities that there's some stuff on his computer that I'm afraid if I wipe this clean, you know, he had to have some motivation to do that. Otherwise he would have just did it as part of a business practice. So we're really truly lucky in that we had someone like him find that out. We learned, as you mentioned, the thing about the phones being cleaned, and I laughed on that, you know, by the Mueller investigators. Those were all government phones. And the government can collect on anything on a government phone. It doesn't matter if you're a U.S. citizen or not. If you have a U.S. government cell phone, the government can collect all that information because you're supposed to be using it to do official government business. You're not using it as a personal device, as if you have your own phone and the government is prevented from collecting on you. But those are government phones that, if they thought by erasing it that data wasn't somewhere else, it's digital. Once you put a text or an email or whatever on a digital device and send it, it goes somewhere else. It's accessible to somebody else. Somebody else has it. So wiping it clean doesn't mean that information is gone. So it was stupidity on their part to do it, and they got caught. But the real problem here is the national security implications for America is exactly what you said. Here we had the Obama administration running rogue operations off the books. And as you also said, all these countries that we were dealing with are aware of it, and we're obviously collecting information on it and have a record of it as well, and could use it against us. And that's the whole reason we're supposed to be doing the things we're doing, to protect that kind of information. And in the Obama administration, it was, you know, anything goes.
It appears to be that way, Jim. Let's talk about Attorney General William Barr. Now, President Trump is pretty out there right now, as the days are coming quick now on the calendar for election 2020. And he is really broaden and pushing AG Barr in the public square now, I say to you right out in the open, to say that there should be a special investigation immediately on this, like not wait till after an election for sure, and to move on this immediately. So let's talk about Attorney General William Barr. The other thing about this that has me worried, Jim, is that the FBI had this, I understand, since late 2019, I understand. So they've had this all for some time. And here this comes out in the ninth inning at the last minute. But they've had this information for quite an extended period of time. Why all of a sudden? Now, what I'm wondering is, if the FBI had it for that long, why did all of a sudden the computer guy was it because nothing was happening in the public already? He got nervous, the guy with the computer store, I wonder? Why all of a sudden did he speak up and this thing hit the light of day in the ninth inning? Is it because we're, you know what I'm saying? Why is that, do you think?
He turned it over to the FBI in late December, and he has since been out of the picture.
Right.
The FBI had it. Now, there's an interesting aspect to it. In February, mm-hmm. Barr established what he called an intake process on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Okay.
And there wasn't much play in the media on it. Nobody paid attention to it. You also have to realize what was going on then. We just got hit with this, I'll call it BS China Wuhan virus thing that just overtook everything. As you know, we've talked about this, and everybody has talked about this for the last 6, 7, 8 months. Since that overcome everything. Then we went through the spring and summer of violence with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all the stuff going on. And my first thought was, so Barr established this in February, and was something going to come out in February on it after they'd spent about 30 days doing investigation on it? And then maybe the realization, I mean, there's a lot of strategy at play, and I'm not being an apologist or making excuses for the Trump administration, but maybe they decided this is never going to get, and I told a couple other people, I said, can you imagine if this broke, we would have forgotten all about it by now. If that stuff came out in January, February about all this, it would have been overtaken by the Wuhan virus and all the stuff that we've been going through all summer. And, you know, nobody even talks about the impeachment anymore, and nobody really cares about all the other Mueller investigation. You know, we are a society where we go day to day, and what happened yesterday is forgotten tomorrow because something new has come on. So perhaps they looked at it from that standpoint. Now, what really also occurred around the third week in September, some of this stuff started coming out. And the interesting thing is it didn't come out by way of the DOJ or the FBI on this Hunter Biden stuff. And we already knew about Hunter Biden in Ukraine. I mean, we went through the whole Ukraine investigation on that. But this stuff started coming out through third parties. There's information of a Chinese corporate billionaire who put stuff out on it around September 20th or so. And then we started seeing little dribs and drabs on the third pages of the newspapers that something's going on. Also interesting, a warning came out on September 25th, and over the course of a week or two after, multiple warnings from White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows going after FBI Director Wray, giving him a warning, essentially saying, you're not doing your job and your days are numbered. And I saw that and I said, okay, this is kind of interesting. All of a sudden, was that a warning to something? But now we have all this information coming out, and it went, you know, full throttle about a week ago on the Hunter Biden stuff. But none of it came out from the Justice Department or the FBI or the U.S. government, came out through third parties. My thinking process is, did they use third parties to usher it out? Because had they brought it out, had William Barr come out, you know, a week or two ago and said, I'm making an announcement that we found all this on a hard drive, it would have looked like Trump trying to do something politically with this, which it shouldn't do, for the election, to affect the election. And you know, it would have been like the October surprise or whatever. But it came out through third parties. Now it's in the news, and now Trump is talking about it, and now the government is talking about it. But it wasn't introduced to the American public the traditional way, by way of conventional thought, the way it would come out from the government. So I find that kind of interesting on how this was done. And as I've always said, this is interesting. Is this something that Trump was behind? And he's so unorthodox the way he does things, that this is what did it. Now, you know, now they're calling for a special prosecutor, and I wouldn't be surprised if next week we hear that name. Trump has to be careful not to make this politicized, it, but let it work out. I mean, I'm watching, you know, Joe Biden hasn't admitted to any of this, and the mainstream media is going crazy. They're not even talking about it. They're trying to make excuses for him. They're answering all the questions for him. The debate commission pulls foreign policy off the agenda for the final debate between Trump and Biden. How interesting is that? But they're corrupt anyway. They're in the pocket of the left anyway. So it's interesting how this is all playing out.
Yeah, it's more than interesting when you say with the debate commission and all of this and the left. And then you do scratch your head as an American, as a patriot. You wonder, what is the attraction to the left for all these people and all these organizations? It really stretches the mind. When we think about it, Jim, like that, it's like, wow. I mean, you just can't imagine these people. And you do begin to question, I know a lot of people do around me, is do these people love their country? I don't know what the story is with that, Jim. It's very, very remarkable how that happens. Listen, the bigger point here, let's get back to what you're talking about with the DOJ, the FBI, all of this here. Now, there's a lot to say on this, and because they haven't moved on any of this, interestingly enough, Jim, with Attorney General William Barr, you know, the left has been carefully, and Pelosi's been very strategic on this. I mean, she's been really at the head of the class for pointing out AG Barr, calling him the president's henchman, calling him, you know, in the pocket with the president. So what they've been doing, I've noticed over the past really couple of years, they've systematically been taking down different people trying to really destroy their reputations. Now, they haven't destroyed Christopher Wray, I noticed, because Christopher Wray is like a big dunce. I mean, he just does nothing. He doesn't seem to have an opinion about anything anywhere. He stays like, you can't even figure that out sometimes or somebody like that. But I noticed with Barr, they've been trying to tarnish him and his reputation very, and this has been going on for some time. And the idea is they actually are very smart when they do this. They knew all this stuff was coming. They know there's a lot of dirt out here. And they've been trying to pull down the levers of all of these governments, these agencies, to think that, you know, it's a cover up of some sort, and to say, well, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, or he's just speaking for Trump. They're just a spokesperson. And I think it's all been very strategic, Jim, because here we are. And now they can clearly say, as soon as Barr moves on any of this now to do whatever he's going to do next and creating some sort of whether it is a special counsel or some sort of investigation or whatever, and which never moves quickly by any standards. But I think what will happen now, they'll immediately point, there he is. I told you that guy's in it for the president. And so when you say, well, the president's being got to be careful, he's not being political, Jim, it doesn't matter what they do right now. It's all going to be political. And furthermore, when you say, well, maybe it would have been released too soon. See, I don't agree with that exactly. I think it's too late in the game. I think the lights are already dimming in the stadium. Part of the people have already gone home. They're sort of not paying attention. They've already voted, is what I'm saying. You can draw the similarity to that. And now you're expecting the team to win the game somehow. It's got to be a Hail Mary beyond anything we've ever seen. You know, here's the Hail Mary. Down the field here. You know what I'm saying? And now we expect, I mean, by any Washington standards, and I mean, you'd have to have a magic wand, and this would have to be a fairy tale story to the likes we've never seen to see this attorney general do anything at this late. I think they've blown it here. I think they've come out too late. If this was going to be strategic in nature, back to how they played, Jim, this should have been done 3-4 months ago. It doesn't have to be in February, but it should have been done at least 3 months ago, because right now I don't see how you turn this thing at this late in the game. Do you see where I'm at?
Oh yeah. And it's not going to happen in the next week and a half. That's, I'm of the belief that, you know, would I have liked to seen something happen? Would I have liked to seen heads roll? And I said, yeah, but maybe they knew we don't need this at this time to win the presidency.
I don't know.
We don't want to use it as Nancy Pelosi calls it, an arrow in our quiver, because that's the only way we're going to win the presidency. Maybe they knew quite some time ago that they were going to win re-election. I mean,
I don't know, Jim.
You know, 99.9% sure that he will be re-elected. Starting November 4th, you know, we use the term lame duck. Well, I'll use the term lame duck as an advantage for him to do something. You know, I always said he was elected to clean up Washington, and he's done a lot of stuff. Had he come out on January 20th, 2017, and started, went right after all them and started doing all that, I would have been angry. I would have been saying, fix the government, fix the economy. And he did.
Sure.
You know, until the virus came along, he did remarkable stuff. I elected you to fix the government. Okay. Along the way, if you prosecute people, fine. But, and maybe had he realized I'm only going to get one presidency, so I'll have to do it in the last 2 years, yeah, was the expectation, you know. But he's not. Look at everything he, and I'm not being an apologist for him. I'm being realistic. Mm-hmm. Have we ever seen a president of the United States up against so many odds?
No.
Within his own country?
No, not at all.
His own party.
Yeah.
Not just the Democrats, his own party, the political left, the mainstream media.
Understood.
And who are, it's a battle to get anything done. And yeah, then, you know, we've talked about the virus and all this other stuff that's been going on, just laid at his, at his feet,
yeah,
day in and day out, and still done what he's doing. So I'm still optimistic that Katie bar the door, this something's going to happen on November 4th or thereafter.
Yeah. Well, I thought of that as well in days past, when the momentum is sort of swinging back to the right, but as it was even in the left. Can you imagine if the president was not reelected, which many of us cannot imagine that, but let's say that unimaginable happened. Can you imagine this man, this president in office, with what you just referenced, Jim, as a quote, lame duck? He would be on fire to expose everything he could. He would be like a chef in the kitchen in a mad rush to get the dinner out. And it would, because he still has all the power until the 20th of January, even if that had happened, it would be something like we've never seen before. You know, Jim, we are teetering on a constitutional crisis like the likes of what we've never seen in our country here. There are so many scenarios that could play out. And you and I will talk more about it in the future days here ahead here as we really rev up here. But we could really be dealing with a constitutional crisis to the likes of what we've never seen. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's a point I want to leave it at right there with Colonel Jim Warshak here. And he's exactly right with what he says there. Absolutely. Because we are dealing with something we've never seen before. It could play out many, many different ways. Right now, I don't think there are many of us who wish to gamble with our liberty and with our country and our future. But we find ourselves in a perilous moment of time here. There's no doubt about it, my fellow Americans. And it's scary. It's absolutely downright scary. I don't know how else to put it out there. And all of this information now that needs to come out and all that's going to happen ahead, I've got a lot of thoughts in my mind right now that need to play out in the full daylight that we'll be talking about here on America Out Loud. So there's a lot of work to do. We all need to roll our sleeves up and get ready for the fight of our lifetimes. It's coming quick. Always a big thank you to Colonel Jim Warshak, always a measure of a man is the truth, and he always brings the truth. And what he understands, what's happened here with this. It's quite the story here. And we're only in the very early beginnings of this story. Wow, lots of happened, people. Lots of right here in this chapter here. Thank you again for being on the mission here, my fellow Americans. And let's get ready. Roll your sleeves up. Get busy here. It's time to get involved and get loud.